You're listening to Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome to the third hour of Up North News for this Wednesday, August 24th. I'm Pat Kreitlow on Lake Wissota. Luke Mathers is somewhere much further to the south and coming to us now from beautiful Northeast Wisconsin. Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We kept her in the waiting room of Zoom as long as possible because she's a doctor. They have to keep them in the waiting room. We sent her a very old magazine to read, and now she's here. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. I think that's changed. I think it's changed entirely since we all have, you know, smartphones now, because we're never really bored anymore.
Oh no, nobody's no, there's no. And plus they, a lot of the magazines, you know, went away during the pandemic and, you know, print media itself. So yeah, I totally see that. We're going to have a little fun later this hour talking about something we put up on Up North News, and that is favorite roadside attractions in the state. So we're going to do some road tripping this hour.
Yes.
But first I'm going to be nice to Luke, and then I'm going to be not so nice. Luke hosts a show in the afternoons, and we need to do a better job when he's got guests of advertising said guests, because you may hear that on some of these fine radio stations. So, Luke, what's on Dueling Tangents today?
Yeah, Brian's going to be out, so I did my homework and actually booked some guests today, which is a little difficult to do sometimes when I'm juggling, but I got some excellent guests for today's show. I got Scott Ross joining me, formerly from One Wisconsin Now. We're going to be talking the student loan news from today with the Biden administration taking executive action. And then I'm also going to be joined by Matt Rothschild in the bottom of the hour of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, talking about the ongoing. Yes, there is
Matt. I have a visual. I'm doing a Vanna White now of Matt's book, 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And so Matt is going to be talking about the ongoing action with the Office of Legal Counsel, Office of Special Counsel. Gableman, yes. Has been let go by Robin Voss. So talking about that as well. It's going to be a good show, 2 to 3 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, but across the Civic Media Network. So tune in, 2 to 3 p.m.
Damn, Luke. I'm impressed. I mean, like, I thought you were going to say, you know, so I invited my buddy and, you know, we were just going to fill some time.
These are like Wisconsin superstars. You know, yeah, right.
That's all post-show stuff, Pat. Yeah, that's after
course,
the fact.
Of course. Now, the other part, Luke, I doubt that you're going to talk to your guests who have such a high reputation about zucchini, but Kristen is here to either defend you or take you to task for actually enjoying this weed that grows in several gardens across Wisconsin. Kristen, where are you on zucchini?
I think that zucchini is wonderful and it makes me think of summer, but I have a hard time eating a lot of it. I love the holiday where you're supposed to sneak a bag of zucchini under your neighbor's porch. That is one of my favorite things.
Wait, you do what?
This is news to me. What?
Yeah. There's a day. It's Sneak Zucchini Under Your Neighbor's Porch Day. I'm not sure what day it is, but I'm sure it's right around this time of year.
What really drew my attention to this, we look back at our traffic online, all of our various posts and things, and sometimes they're longer news stories, and sometimes they're, you know, little humorous bits, and sometimes it's something we repost from elsewhere and give them credit. And there was a local police department that put out a kind of a meme, and we passed it along, and it got the most traffic of anything over the past month. And it said, you know, the so-and-so police department wants to warn everybody to lock your car doors in case somebody otherwise puts a bag of zucchini into it. But under the porch is a new one on me.
We missed August 8th. Yeah, it's August 8th. National Sneak Some Zucchini Under Your Neighbor's Porch Day.
We missed it. Darn it.
you were this close.
I wanted to be the victim of that. That sounds like a great holiday to celebrate, and I would welcome anybody that doesn't want their zucchini send it my way, because I don't have a garden this year, and therefore I've eaten zucchini a bunch, and the last thing I want to do is buy it from the grocery store, because I kind of get into like a swing of zucchini in meals, and therefore I need it more, and my fiance likes to bake with it, and it's delicious. We put it in a bunch of stuff. I love it. I'm expecting Pat to bring me some now that he's given me such a hard time over these last couple of days, and he's coming to visit
makes you
down
think
here in
I
Madison.
Would do something that passive aggressive. I don't, where would you get an idea like that? Kristen, though, you have admitted you probably though have to, for zucchini to be used, you know, throw it in, you know, baked goods or throw a truckload of, you know, seasoning on it or what have you.
Right around August 8th, I spent an entire day of baking and I still have a freezer full of muffins and bread. But I mean, to Luke's point, I think that I grew up in the 60s and 70s when everything was in a can and you could just get everything at will. And I love the seasonality that we are recognizing and that his generation and my kids' generation embraces. Like, there's nothing like going out to your garden and grabbing a warm tomato right off the plant and just putting it directly in your mouth. Nothing tastes like that. A grocery store tomato will never taste like that.
I think that, speaking for my group, which was late baby boomer, early Gen X, from that same time frame, for us, nothing quite beat grabbing a fresh bag of Doritos off the store shelf. I mean, that's how we got our corn back in the day, when Doritos were a brand new product. We're going to talk about what you do when you're road tripping around Wisconsin, whether it's in your car or, in Kristen's case, on a bike. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, you're up north.